Sarah Grillo here. Thanks for joining in for my podcast once again. And today, this is groundbreaking. We have the first episode of my game show. Now, today I have Bob Hoopcher with me to act as the judge, and I have four contestants who are financial advisors. So I'm going to introduce Bob and all of the contestants, and then we're going to get started. And it will be thrilling. So get ready. Bob, what are you up to lately? Tell me in two sentences or less.
I am the CEO and founder of Advisor Perspectives. We are an online publication that is geared to investing in financial planning for financial advisors.
All right. Yeah. So, Frazier Rice is one of the contestants. Hey, Frazier, what you got going on lately?
Glad to be on. I am the author of Wealth Actually and a former lawyer, and I am a wealth advisor for over 16 years.
Wow. Where were you a wealth advisor?
Wilmington Trust.
Right. Never heard of them. Just kidding. And next we have Eric Broda. Hey, Eric.
Howdy. How you doing? I am a CFA charter holder, founder of Margin. We're a flat fee complexity based firm specializing in Henry's out in Denver, Colorado.
All right. John Conti is the next contestant. Hey, John.
Hi, Sarah. I have a certified financial planner, been in the industry for 16 years, and I focus on tax favorable saving strategies and life and estate planning.
All right. Doug Bonaparte.
Hey there. Doug Bonaparte here. I am the president of Bonafide Wealth, and I cater to high income earning 30 to 40 year olds in New York City, those older millennials.
Are 40 year olds even millennials? Because I'm 40 and I wish I could be. You know, being a millennial sounds like it's so cool.
Yeah, you can opt in. I'll take you.
Okay, because I'm cool. I can count, right? You can blur
the
definition.
You can slide it in there.
Okay, good. Now, everybody, contestants, get ready. Judge Bob, get ready, because I'm gonna say the first question, and then I'm going to give everybody 3 seconds to answer. Now, contestants, enter in your answer to the chat box, and don't look up the answer on the internet, because that's cheating. What is the largest social media platform, and how many users did it have as of August 2018? And time's up. Okay. Now, by the way, from now on, I let it slide for the first one, but from now on, if anybody enters their answers late, then they're getting 1 point deducted on my tally. Okay, so thanks everybody for your answers. So John Conti says Facebook. Douglas, the financial advisor, says Facebook with 1.5 billion. Oh, John Conti here says Facebook 1.2 billion. Okay, I entered it in two separate entries. And Frazier says Facebook with 1.9 billion. Now, Eric says Facebook with 20 million. Typo, right? So, okay. Here's the answer. Judge Bob, you're going to evaluate all the contestants and score their responses. But the answer is, da-da-da-da, Facebook with 2.2 billion users. So.
Okay. So I'm going to give Frazier 5 for getting the right platform and being closest to the number of users. I'll give Douglas a 4 for being the next closest, John a 3, and Eric a 2 for being the furthest off in the number of users.
Yeah, and because in addition, he's the furthest away because he's in Colorado. Sorry, West Coaster. Okay. Next question, everybody get ready. In two sentences or less, how do you respond to this prospect stall? Okay, so everyone knows what a stall is. It's when you're in a meeting and you do your pitch, and then the person comes back and they say something other than, okay, let's get started. Let me ACAT over my money. Okay, this is what the prospect says. How do you respond in two sentences or less? Get ready, gentlemen. This is what they say. Thanks for your presentation. I'd like to think about it. Okay, I only see Douglas has responded. Okay,
Fraser. I responded.
Okay. Yep. Funny. Okay, so Judge Bob, get ready. And then where's John Conte's response? What are your main concerns? But that was a little beyond the buzzer, John. So you're getting 1 point deducted. Sorry.
Oh, I'm a slow typer.
Okay, minus one. I'm entering it into Excel.
Oh.
See, that kind of math is easy for me. Sorry, you can make it up next time, though, because also keep in mind there's like a daily double question in here, too. So, okay. Now, so Douglas says, sure, take your time. Can I follow up in 1 week? Judge Bob?
I would give that a five, because I think that is an appropriate way for someone to leave that conversation.
Okay, well, I have my own opinion about that, but you're the judge, so okay, we'll come back. I'll come back and I'll rake everybody over the coals after I get these responses tallied. Frage says, tell me more about what is bothering you. Judge?
I'm going to give that also a five, because I think that's actually a little better than Douglas's response, because it gives the advisor some feedback on what the client is actually thinking.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. In fact, I think relative to Fraser, I think we should rank Doug down to four.
Well, I disagree with that.
I strenuously agree with
you're that. You're not the judge, okay? In the next show, if you win, how about this? Whoever wins can maybe be the judge next time. But so far, this is my podcast, not yours. So I tell the judge and everybody else the rules. Okay. John Conte, what are your main concerns?
Ooh. So that is pretty much the same as Fraser. So we gave Fraser a five. We got to give John a five.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yeah. But remember, he got a point deducted for his bad.
Good.
Oh, right.
Already. So he.
I don't recall that. Excellent.
Okay, now Eric says, nothing, let them talk more.
I'm going to give that one a three, because I really think that the advisor needs to say something to either elicit more information or to set some sort of expectation.
Yeah. No, you know, I like the idea, though, of that buzz. I like the idea behind it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many advisor meetings how many times have, like, you seen the advisor, like, they just don't know how to, you know, hush up and let the person talk? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think so many advisors do that, and it really shouldn't be that way. But so I like that, but I just think that the client sometimes needs a little bit more guidance. So here's my general ideas about all this. I think some people had we're going definitely in the right direction in terms of tell me what's bothering you or what your main concerns. Or Judge Bob, and you're the judge, so I guess I kind of have to go with this, but I do like that Doug's response was reassuring, like, sure, take your time. Can I follow up in 1 week? But it's still not, I feel, getting to the point of whatever the objection is. Now, so you see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, it's not a pushy response overtly, but in a way it kind of is a pushy response, because it's kind of like saying, okay, I know something's wrong with you, but I don't know what it is. I'm not sure at this point I really care too much what it is. I just want to come back to you in a week and hope, like, we can, like, get my agreement signed. You know what I'm saying? Well, not exactly, but You see what I'm saying there? I feel like that response kind of neglects the idea of striving to understand what the source of the objection is. Now, the other thing is in here that nobody really did that I think advisors should do is when they have an objection like this and they come back, I think they should maybe state some options for people that they could choose from to make it easier. Because when someone like kind of objects to something and then you come back and you say, okay, well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you want to do this, essentially? It kind of can be a little bit of a challenge unless you show that you acknowledge that what might be on their mind. So, for example, you could have said, like, for example, John Conte's response, right? What are your main concerns? I think that's a good response, but I would have said something like, what are your main concerns? Is it that having to do with the product or service itself, or is it more what the cost would be? Was it something about the timing, or do you not feel at liberty to make this decision without your spouse being here? You see what I mean? Like, kind of maybe fill it in for them, because to just like come back and say, well, what's wrong with this? You know what I'm saying? That it softens it a little bit if you give them more options to choose from, because it really kind of does put people on the spot. Understand that, contestants and advisors listening to this, on the spot when you kind of challenge them a little bit. So you've got to do it a little bit, fully. Okay, third question. What percentage of people 50 to 64 years of age use social media, according to Forbes? Okay, Fraser Rice says 60. Doug says 60. John Conte says 60. Eric, 60 is the final answer. Okay, so, according to Forbes, 64% of people age 50 to 64 use social media. It's interesting. Okay, Judge Bob, so score the responses, please.
So I just want to make sure Eric responded 60 with this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Eric and Fraser get a 5 for being the closest. Douglas and John get a 4 for being off by about 20%.
Okay. That's interesting, though. So, by the way, for all of you advisors out there who are listening to my podcast that say, people who are pre-retirees don't use social media, this evidence, actually, I'm going to include this link in the resources section of this podcast, and I want you to just check it out, because it is true that I think the more senior generation may not be as heavy a user of social media as someone a millennial or Gen Xer like me, but there is evidence that they do use it. It requires sometimes a more strategic approach. This is the last 10-point question. Name 3 ways to use social media to win new prospects other than posting content to your news feed. And points. Okay. So, Doug says, engagement. What does that mean? John Conte says, feed lists, finding mutual connections, and joining groups. Now, John, you have 3 seconds to explain. What do you mean by feed lists?
Like, if I want referrals, I'll make a list of people that they know that fit the demographic of client that I'm looking for, and I'll say, I know you know these people. Who on this list would it make sense for me to reach out to and say that we've done some work together?
Okay. So kind of like using the network.
Yes.
Using
their network,
using that, like, who their second degree connections are and maybe asking for an introduction to those.
Yeah. As opposed to saying, who do you know that? Right.
Who do you know that, just had a baby? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Phrase. Contact system for clients. Mutual connections, mutual interests. Okay. Phrase. What does contact system for clients mean?
Well, I tend to think that many people like to be contacted different ways. And so sometimes, especially initially, you know, besides your typical email, that LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, that it acts as its own different contact management system. And some people prefer it that way.
Okay. So What is the way that you could reach somebody via social media though?
Well, good. As an example, you know, when you're reaching out to media people, many times they have Twitter feeds, and sometimes it's difficult to get in touch with them through traditional means, but they will hit you back very quickly if you direct messenger them. So it's almost the difference between text message and email and some other channel. That's how we're thinking of it.
Instant messenger, right? Yeah. Right. So for all, and you know, I love that phrase. So for all of you advisors out there that are listening to this, LinkedIn Instant Messenger, if you can use it. I do work with advisors across the spectrum from indies to wirehouse reps. And I do find that even the wirehouses are very open to having their reps message people through LinkedIn messaging. Now, the advantage is that it's not like getting an email where you see the subject line and this whole thing and there's a lot of space. You really can't message more than like a sentence or two. So people tend to like that. It tends to be kind of like ping-ponging where people do tend to respond more easily, I think, just because there's only so much content you can put into that message. And it definitely, for me, has made a huge difference, because also keep in mind that on LinkedIn, for example, you can tell when the person is on Messenger. You can tell because there's a green dot right next to their name. So that's a huge advantage, is that you know that they're right there. So you know before you send the message, who it is that's more likely to hit you right back. And that's always better. So, okay, Judge Bob, what was John Conte, not Frazier, but John Conte's response? What did you think of that?
I liked it. And Sarah, you've written an article that we published that talks about how you can use LinkedIn to find mutual connections. So I got to give John a 5 on this one.
I know, I agree. Not that I'm the judge here, but it is my podcast, so I can say anything I want within reason. So, okay, good. Yeah, I agree. I would have given that one a 5, too. Frazier, what about Frazier's?
Frazier also had a strong response along the same lines, using platforms like LinkedIn to find mutual connections. I'm also going to give that a 5.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Did he give me 3 ways here? He just said contact system for clients and mutual connections and mutual interests. So I'm assuming like if they're in the same group as you or something, or they have an interest,
yeah,
in you, like they both like Tony Robbins. You both like Tony Robbins. I always say Tony Robbins for some reason. Hope you're listening, Tony. Anyways, I'm always talking about you. Okay. So Bob, what do you judge?
So mutual connection, we'll count mutual connections and mutual interests as 2 separate answers. Let's deduct a point. Let's give him 4 because he really only gave us 2 answers and not 3.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. That was kind of the 2-for-1 special. Exactly. Okay. Now. Okay. Doug's answer. Did Doug actually even answer? Okay. Doug says engagement, like actually engage in conversations with people on topics relevant to who you are marketing to. Doug.
I didn't get a chance to defend myself like some of the other contestants did. And I think that's very unfair.
Okay, defend yourself. I'll give you 3 seconds.
Sure. You said post content. That's great. If you're not engaging in people and actually communicating with them, what good is your content? Social media is about engagement. So I gave you 3 answers. Engagement, engagement, and engagement.
Judge, this one's up to you, Judge Bob.
So Judge Bob is only going to give him credit for 1 answer, so he gets a 3. But it's a good answer.
Oh, man. But come on, he's a millennial.
It's the only answer, Bob, but I forgive you.
Okay, Eric, look at their profiles and look at their connections.
Why don't we ask Eric to elaborate on that?
Yeah, go ahead. Defend yourself.
I think you have to get a context of like how they write, and you can get a sense of what their communication is by looking at their profile. If they're speaking a lot of words and there's a lot going on, you know, you can kind of generate a conversation with them because they engage deeper on that platform. But if not, then you probably need to keep it pretty quick, send a message or 2. And then the other one I think I wrote was about connections. So mutual connections and seeing if you can get an introduction from somebody else that they're already connected to.
Mm.
So I think those are two good ways you could use platforms to help in prospecting, but it's only two. So I'm going to give him 4 points.
Okay. All right. Now, here's the score. Contestants, please take down your scores, okay? Because we're going to enter into the bonus round here, okay? So get ready. Fraser Rice is in the lead with 19 points. John and Douglas are tied for second place with 16 points each. That is 1-6 points each. Eric Broda is in last place with 14. Although that's still within one standard deviation of the mean. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't do that well on CFA level 2, but I did pass it. Anyways, okay. So here are the rules for the final question. You can pledge up to 100% of your points on this question. But it's a hard question. Now, if you lose, then you actually could go into negative territory as a result. So, contestants, please enter into the chat box the amount of points that you will be waging on this. I'll give you 3 seconds. And, okay, so Fraser pledges 50. Well, no, you can't pledge 50. You can only...
I think he means 50%, which would be 9.5 points.
Okay, so why don't I do 10 points then? Okay.
He borrowed those points on margin, I believe.
I'm highly levered.
Okay. So, you know, because your screen name is Douglas the FA, Doug, I'm going to keep, like, thinking of you as Douglas the FA from now on whenever I email you. Okay, Douglas the FA is pledging 16. He's going for the whole shebang. And then John Conti is all in. Okay, good. Now, who else? Oh, Eric. West Coast Eric is all 14. Okay, he's going 100% too. So, this is interesting. Okay. Now, the other thing is that... Okay, forget it, actually. So, I'm going to state the question. Contestants, you will have 5 seconds, not 3 seconds, to answer this question. There's a certain person you know from... It could be anything. Book club, golf club, the gym, your kids' play group. Whatever it may be. You think they may be a qualified prospect and want to get them to meet with you. In 3 sentences or less, what do you say to the person face-to-face or over the phone to get them to meet? In 3 sentences or less, what do you say to the person to get them to meet? 3 seconds, contestants. 5 seconds, I mean. Okay. Now, I don't see, who do I see? I see Doug. I see Fraser. I don't see John Conti. Okay, Conti, late. Deducting one.
Only minus one. I'll take minus one.
Okay. That's true. It's a bigger point one for this one. Okay. So now, get ready, Judge Bob. Now, Douglas, the first response, Douglas the FA, first response. Hey, this is what I do. IG, there's ever a time to tal kaboot X. Let me know.
Stop it.
So I'm gonna translate that to... This is what I do. If there's ever a time to talk about topic X, let me know. So I don't think that's the best response. I think that you need to use the opportunity to try to learn more about the person. So I'm going to give that a 4.
A 4. Generous. Okay. So he gets a 4. So
times 16.
Okay, so 4 out of 5. So that would be 80% equals.
80%, okay.
80. Yeah. Times the wage amount, which is 16. He waged 16. Circular reference error. Now my computer's gonna go nuts. You know how Excel does that? Goodness. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna just type in 4. That's the amount of points, and then I'll do that later. Okay. I'll calculate later. Now, next one, Fraser Rice. What is your interest in the markets? Are you happy? Any other issues? Was that late, Fraser?
I guess it's late by that, but I hit return and
okay. I know it's technology is tough. Some okay
lies.
What is your interest? So, Judge Bob, this is Fraser. What is your interest in the markets? Are you happy? Any other issues?
So, I think that jumping right to asking about the markets is presumptive, and I think that you really need to learn more about the person before you learn about their financial interest. So for Fraser, who wagered 10, I'm going to give him 5 points.
Wait, no, 5 points out of 5?
No, out of 10.
Oh, I wagered 10.
Okay, Fraser wagered 10. I'm giving him half of what he wagered.
2.5 out of 5.
Okay. 5, so you give him 5 points. Okay. So wait, if Doug got a 5 on that one, if Doug got a 4 out of 5 on that one there, so he gets 12.8 points for that.
Well, I give Doug 13.
13?
Yes. Thank you, Bob.
You round it up?
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm rounding up.
Okay. Now, where's John Conte's response? I would love to grab lunch and learn more about your business.
So I like that response. I think that shows the right attitude, that what you really want to do here is to learn more about the person and get to know them and try to establish trust. So it might not be perfect, but John, who wagered 16, I'm going to give him 14 for that.
Well, no, but then he gets -1 because he was late, so that's
only 13. All right, well, so now we're down to 13.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Eric Broda. I work with a select group of individuals that share the same things in common. Not bad. Judge Bob?
So I think you need to make the conversation more about the person and not about yourself. And I think a response like that is going to make the prospect somewhat skeptical. So I'm only, Eric, who wagered 14, I'm going to give him 7 for that.
Okay. 7. So, okay, folks, now we have a kind of a special situation here on my game show today.
Coming for you, John.
So get ready, folks. So here is the tally so far. We've got Fraser with 24 points. John and Douglas are tied for first place with 29. And Eric is at 21 points. So here's what we're going to do. Now, I've never had a situation like this before, but keep in mind, I've never done an episode of Game Show Podcast before either. So I'm making this up as I go along. I'm going to do a bonus question. Okay. Now I'm going to actually do another one. Let me see. Let me move the total column over. So let me ask the contestants. Do we want to bring the other contestants in, or do we just want to have a face-off between the two lead horses?
Those losers? No. John,
face-off.
Face-off?
I feel left out after a strong start.
I know. What happened, Fraze?
Bad wagering.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. If you had risked it all... Yeah, it may have turned out better. Okay, so face-off wins because more people said that. So, okay. So John and Douglas only. I'm going to think up a question spontaneously and say it to you. Okay. Get ready. And again, you'll have, so the one for this is also a waging one. So what are you going to wage? Because you're both at 29 points. You can both wage up to 29 points. What are you going to pledge, contestants, John and Doug?
All in.
All in.
29. Okay. Now, the final question, the face-off question, is this. We're in a meeting, and I'm talking to you about my money. You know, I have a lot of money, right? So you're excited about working with me, but at the end of the meeting, you ask me to have another meeting, and then I say, sure, send me an email. Then you send me an email, and I don't respond to you. What do you say to me in the next phone call you make to get me to meet with you? 5 seconds, contestants. Okay, enter your responses, please. Conti again. Okay, no. Douglas, the FA. How's it going? I was wondering if you are still interested in continuing the conversation. Can we meet? When can we meet?
No, only one of those.
Okay.
Only
when can we meet? Okay, sorry. Yeah, that was a typo. Okay. Douglas, the FA. Go ahead, John. Go ahead, Judge Bob.
And John says, I feel like I'm becoming a nuisance, which is certainly not my intent. Please let me know if this is a priority. I'm going to give this one to John. I think that's a little more of a humbling response. I think it opens the door a little bit more to get some feedback from the prospect. So I'm going to give the victory to John here.
Okay, so the results are that John was the winner. Judge Bob, explain to the audience your rationale for liking John's answer over Douglas the FA's.
I think that the goal of the advisor in that situation should be to elicit as much information as possible. I thought that John's answer was a little more humbling and was less likely to put the prospect on the defensive. So it was more likely to get a truthful, candid answer.
Out of the 29 points, what do you award him?
29.
Whoa.
Okay.
And I give Doug 28.
28. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So this makes John Conti the winner. John, do you have a middle name?
Thomas.
John Thomas Conti. See, I have to make it sound like you, like one, like the World Cup or like we're elected president or something. So this makes John Thomas.
I basically did.
The winner of this contest. Good job. Good job to all the contestants. And thank you all for being here. So John Thomas Conti will be awarded the prize for winning the show, which is that he will get an analysis of his LinkedIn profile. He will get 5 comments from me, the LinkedIn profile expert. And this will greatly change his life and business for the better. So I would expect to see him
on
Forbes as a result of all of this. This very, which is an incentive for all of you advisors listening out there to come back, listen, subscribe, rate, and review this show, and also maybe be a contestant. Hope everybody enjoyed. Thank you for being contestants, everybody.
Thanks.
And thank you.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye, everybody. And everyone listening, please subscribe, rate, and review the show. Bye.
Bye.